The Denny Schaefer Show.
That's me.
On Q105.
Live and local, hanging out with you. No Paul today, me, Susie, and we got sexy, good-looking, eye candy bro. Morning, bro.
Morning.
And did I hear Paul's playing along through the text, Susan?
Yes.
Where is he? Driving back from Virginia?
I bet you they haven't checked out yet.
Virginia Beach.
How long of a drive is it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
10 hours, 11 hours.
Maybe they haven't left yet.
All right. Forecast today here at the Q, live and local. Partly sunny, chance of showers later on, maybe a thunderstorm, high 77. Tomorrow sunny, nice and 80. It's 60 now at the Cumulus compound. 419-240-1055. So we're out of town. We're up in Novi.
Okay.
And we're staying at this nice hotel, Renaissance by Marriott. And there's a little beggar's card. They're begging you to give them. I mean, it's no different than having the housekeeper standing there with a little cardboard sign. I'll clean your room for an extra tip. I just never heard of that. I didn't realize that we were doing that now. That's where it's going, and where's it going to end? Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, you're on the queue. What do you think?
Hi, Denny.
Hi, Lisa.
I just wanted to tell you about a trip that I just recently took with my daughter and her small children. And we went to Wisconsin for 4 days, stayed at a very nice hotel for 4 days, and visited family.
Right.
It was a Comfort Inn and Suites. It was $169 a night. And they had a little card in the room that said, in the interest of being green and not wasting water and things like that, if you don't want your sheets changed every day, we will not change them. But if you do want them changed, put the little card on the pillow. So it says, we do this for people who stay 3 nights or more.
Got it.
So anyway, so we didn't have them change them every night. We thought we're participating. And then it also said, if you want more towels, put your used ones on the floor, but keep the ones hanging if you want them again. So anyway, we participated in that too, but we went through a lot of towels because the kids were swimming and stuff
sure.
like that. Anyway, we didn't leave a tip.
Did they? Yeah, but did they ask for a tip?
There was no tip card or reference to a tip, but, you know, we made it very easy for the cleaners because they didn't have to change the sheets.
Right.
So, like the other caller, too, we sort of straighten up before they come in anyway. So all they had to do was just fluff up the pillows and, you know, maybe put a few towels in there. That's it. So I wouldn't tip either.
Yeah, I think it's out of hand. You know, if they don't make enough money, then they should go on strike or something.
Okay.
Thanks, Lisa. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Do you do that, Susie, when you're going to stay someplace a couple nights? You don't have them change the sheets?
Yeah, we don't have them change the sheets.
Oh, not me. I want them changed every time.
You like fresh sheets?
I do. That's part of the reason.
Maybe you're, busy with those sheets and you need them changed.
Exactly. Yeah, it's right when you're out of town. Happy ending. Love it. All right, is this our Rob, the greatest garbage man? Well, he's kind of like a garbage man. He just drives around and hits levers. It's Rob. Hello, Rob. You're on the queue. What up, dude?
Oh, not much. Top of the morning to you. I tipped the hospital cleaner when Lincoln was born $15.
No
way. The lady came in and cleaned our room. Oh, yeah. She went above and beyond. You tip when people go above and beyond. That's how I feel. She came in every day. You have all these damn visitors, excuse me, people, whoever came out to visit, I mean to insult you, but they're in there, they make a damn mess, blowing the place up, looks like a small nuclear device went off, then they leave, and she came in with a great attitude every stinking day and cleaned it all up, and you apologize for the mess, and she just was happy about it, and yeah, she didn't expect it, she didn't ask for it, but she went above and beyond
wow.
every day that we were in there, so I tipped her. Go grab a couple beers on me. Thank you for what you did.
So your wife has the baby. You guys are there. You're in the room. And your friends and family make such a mess. This woman had to come in, and then you tipped her?
Yeah, when we left, I did. She's a nice lady.
Wow.
I mean, she never had a bad attitude or anything.
I mean, I guess I could see that in that circumstance. But what if there was a little note there and says, Maria Shriver wants you to tip?
I tell her to go pack it someplace. But, you know, she was not like that. I'm just saying, you go above and beyond doing your job, doing the normal job, and that's fine. And you never should have to ask for a tip. But
aren't you
just my
supposed
opinion.
To give
the
your job 100%?
Yeah, aren't you? All right.
I mean, you know what
see
I mean?
See you, Rob. Gotta go. Yeah, aren't you supposed to just do that anyway? You give right. give 100%. What about after a good show? Should we take tips?
I know.
Every now and then we might have a good show. I don't know when that would be, but if we ever do, I want a tip, damn
Maybe
it.
Maybe we'll put a tip jar outside the door and people
should.
Come
Monica sent me a text. Tips for the Mater Common in Cancun, and that's been going on since we first went there in the late 80s.
I get that.
But their wages are crap. This is true. The wages are bad.
They don't make under minimum wage, though, here, right? They make above. It's not like a waitress if you're a housekeeper, right?
I think you got to pay a minimum wage, right?
They don't pay them under.
I don't know. I'm just shocked that Rob's tipping the cleaners at the hospital.
I mean, I could see.
I
guess I could see something like that. But if somebody goes above and beyond, you got a little friendship going with them. Sure, why not?
I know, but like.
But it's the begging. It's the little card there that says, "Hey, Maria Shriver wants you to tip. It's her initiative." So maybe Maria Shriver suggests you go back to school and get an education and get a higher paying job. Just saying. Not being a jerk. I'm glad people do it, but, you know, not my thing. All right, 6:33. Let's get to a break. I have the top 10 songs couples don't want played at their wedding. You know Doug the Kroger boy?
Don't want played. Okay.
His son, Sammy.
I can't believe
it. Little pudgy red-haired Sammy is now a grown friggin' man. And he got married. So all three of his boys are married. It was very cool. His older brothers were both the best man. It was very cool. 10 bridesmaids, 10 groomsmen. 10, 20. Yeah.
Danny, that's a big wedding party.
That's big. That is big. But it was awesome. And they did something really cool. If you're going to be getting married soon, you need to listen to this. Or if your kid's getting married soon, they did something really cool that I'd never seen before. I really think that this ought to become the norm, as long as you keep it moving. That's all I'm saying. I got that and other stuff coming your way. It's the Monday Show on Q105.